Galaxy and Mass Assembly, GAMA. The Environmental Impact on SFR and Metallicity in Galaxy Groups, by D. Sotio Ramos et al. We present a study of the relationships and environmental dependencies between stellar mass, star formation rate, and gas metallicity for more than 700 galaxies in groups up to redshift 0.35 from the Galaxy and Mass Assembly, GAMA, survey. To identify the main drivers, our sample was analyzed as a function of group-centric distance, projected galaxy number density, and stellar mass. By using control samples of more than 16,000 star-forming field galaxies and volume-limited samples, we find that the highest enhancement in SFR 0.3 dex occurs in galaxies with the lowest local density. In contrast to previous work, our data show small enhancements of approximate light-year 0.1 dex in SFR for galaxies at the highest local densities or group-centric distances. Our data indicates quenching in SFR only for massive galaxies, suggesting that stellar mass might be the main driver of quenching processes for star-forming galaxies. We can discard a morphological-driven quenching, since the S-Oersch index distribution for group and control galaxies are similar. The gas metallicity does not vary drastically. It increases approximate light-year 0.08 dex for galaxies at the highest local densities, and decreases for galaxies at the highest group-centric distances, in agreement with previous work. Altogether, the local density, rather than group-centric distance, shows the stronger impact in enhancing both the SFR and gas metallicity. We applied the same methodology to galaxies from the illustrious TNG simulations, and although we were able to reproduce the general observational trends, the differences between group and control samples only partially agree with the observations. This was Galaxy and Mass Assembly, GAMA. The Environmental Impact on SFR and Metallicity in Galaxy Groups, by D. Sotio Ramos et al.